This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. If you're thinking you'd like to make a sweet treat for a special person or persons, consider the cookie. Plain or fancy, chocolate or not, who doesn't like a cookie? Nancy Bagot is a big cookie fan. She's the author of a big book of cookies called The All-American Cookie Book. It contains recipes, plain and fancy, chocolate and not chocolate. Nancy Bagot has been recognized for her work by the International Association of Culinary Professionals. She won the group's award for Best Dessert Cookbook for the International Chocolate Cookbook. Her latest book, The All-American Cookie Book, is published by Houghton Mifflin. She joins us this afternoon to share some tips to help us make good cookies every time, maybe a little cookie history and maybe a recipe. So have a pencil and paper ready. Nancy, good afternoon. Welcome. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Nice to talk with you.
What advice can you share with us this afternoon to help us make a good batch of cookies every time?
I think the key probably for most recipes or for the largest share of recipes might be butter. I do like butter in most cases. Some of the recipes that I found did call for solid shortening, in some cases vegetable oil, which actually makes a cookie tender. But butter, of course, is that great meltingly sumptuous flavor that all of us like. And the key with butter is not only to use, I like to use an unsalted butter and then add as much salt as I want, but the other key is that it needs to be the right consistency. I like to say if you can take your finger and push it into the stick of butter and it leaves a little indentation, it's probably the right temperature for beating with the sugar and the eggs and creating that nice cookie dough.
That's a great tip because so many times the recipe says softened or, you know, and you're not quite sure, well, how soft?
Exactly. And if it's too soft, then it doesn't hold up and it won't aerate and fluff up the way it should. So, and obviously if it's just come out of the refrigerator, then it's like this brick and it won't beat well then either.
Yeah. Do you recall the first time you made cookies?
Absolutely. It's probably the reason that I've been a baker all my life and also did this book. I was very fortunately surrounded by a large extended family. My aunt lived in Baltimore and we used to come out and visit on weekends, and my grandmother lived in the next town over. We lived out in the country in Maryland. And so my aunt and mother and grandmother would assemble for the holidays to make their cookies, and of course I was, quote, helping, and they were very tolerant. And it was a wonderful experience because I was nurtured and taught and also felt very special to be part of one of the, you know, women of the family and involved in the culture of our family's baking. So, yes, I remember it very well.
What kind of cookies were they? Do you remember
Pretty
that?
Simple. In those days, we made a sugar cookie, a basic sugar cookie, gingerbread boys. I remember that mine were always very fat and kind of dumpy looking, but, of course, nobody cared. My mother made a macaroon, which wasn't one of my favorites, and my grandmother had this terrific, it was called Rocks. It's an old-fashioned name. Doesn't have anything to do with the texture. It was actually not a rock hard cookie at all. Rocks actually goes back to the 18th century, really refers to the fact that they're kind of lumpy and little boulder-like. And it was it had cinnamon and cloves that just filled the kitchen with this incredible aroma. And the dates provided that fruity, chewy kind of flavor. And I still, whenever I bake those, I'm right back in my grandmother's kitchen, and she's making them for me.
How did you decide to include the tidbits of cookie history that you've got in this book?
I just found all of the bits of information interesting. I wanted to know the stories behind the recipes. It's the kind of book I like. And so the more I delved into it, I actually went back to some of the earliest recipes in America to see what we were baking in the beginning. And I was quite amazed to discover that we have, since the 16th, 17th centuries, evolved a very distinctive and all-American kind of cookie tradition. Most of the cookies that are popular today, for example, the brownies, the chocolate chips, the peanut butter, the white chocolate, and so on, these cookies are almost all modern American inventions and unique to this country. Now, one exception would be gingerbread. That goes back to, pre-colonial history. Actually, the various colonists brought those recipes. But most of our popular ones today are our inventions, and I found that exciting.
I was amazed to realize, thanks to your book here, that 200 years ago, there were no chocolate cookies in this country. And then, today, nearly all our favorite cookies contain chocolate.
It's really an amazing thing. I was surprised at that, too. Initially, apparently, because when chocolate was introduced to the old world, that is, the Spaniards took it back from when they conquered Mexico and got it from Montezuma's court, it became the rage in Europe, but only as a drink and a restorative drink. I guess it was the neobromine, which is related to caffeine, and it perked people up, and so people thought it would, give you energy and make you healthy. And so the original tradition in the colonies, American colonies, was similar to that as well. And in fact, our very first chocolate company, which is now known as Baker's, was named for a Dr. Baker. So he was an importer of chocolate from the old world. Actually, they got it back from Britain because it was associated with being sold in pharmacies. And in fact, bakers were not baking with chocolate at that time. I had always thought that Baker's was probably named because it was a baking chocolate, but that was not the case. We really didn't discover how to bake with it until the latter half of the 19th century, surprisingly.
Would you share a recipe with us this afternoon?
I sure would. One of the ones I like a lot, since we're coming upon Valentine's and chocolate always seems to be associated, is a pecan fudgy. This is a recipe that I found in Florida, and it's very unusually fudgy because it has a can of sweetened condensed milk. We're not talking evaporated milk. This is a sweetened condensed milk, and I believe there is a Florida connection here because so many Floridians apparently keep sweetened condensed milk on their shelves to make the key lime pie. I think it may be that's why this recipe is popular in Florida. But in any case, that does give it a really fudgy texture. And let me go through the ingredients. It has a cup and a half of chopped pecans, which, of course, is also popular in the South, 2 cups or 12 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate morsels. That's the chocolate chips. 1/4 cup of unsalted butter, 1 of those 14-ounce cans of sweetened condensed milk, 1 large egg, 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla, which, of course, brings up the flavor in so many modern American cookies, pinch of salt, 2/3 cup of all-purpose white flour, and then an optional 1 cup, that's about 3 ounces of shredded or flaked coconut. And the oven should be about 350 for this recipe. And it's a good idea with this recipe to line your baking sheets with parchment paper so the cookies won't stick. But you could line your, simply spray a nonstick spray heavily on your sheets if you didn't have that. And it's a good idea also to pre-bake the pecans a little bit. It brings up their flavor. So you lay them on a sheet, put them in the oven for a few minutes, 7 to 8, until they're a little bit browned. Need to melt the chocolate, and I always say, remember, chocolate melts in your hands. That's 98.6 degrees, so you need to do it very gently, either on low and medium in a microwave oven or very low on regular heat until the chocolate's melted. And then add in the butter and melt it as well, and that's set it aside, and then you're going to stir together the condensed milk, the egg, the vanilla, and the salt, add that into the chocolate mixture. Then you simply stir in the flour and pecans and the rest of the chocolate morsels. Half of the morsels were used originally. And the coconut, if you're using it, and you drop them from a spoon. And so that's pretty easy. And they bake for 6 to 8 minutes until they're barely firm. I like to press them just in the top. And it's a good idea not to overbake for that fudgy texture. Very nice cookie for the holidays.
Sounds great. And
coming
it's
up.
So easy.
Absolutely. Very easy.
Cookies very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like. Does America have a favorite cookie?
Oh, it's probably the chocolate chip cookie, although those who like your good old-fashioned oatmeal cookie might argue with that. And, of course, there's always the brownie for those who are intensely interested in chocolate. So I would say those are probably the top three choices.
Yeah.
Maybe the sugar cookie. It's obviously probably the most popular cookie for the Christmas holidays because people like to decorate them, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to think that there are fashions in cookies, too.
Yes, absolutely. They come and they go. One of the fashions, I would say, the rages of today would be the cookies that have probably been spawned by the coffee bars. So you have mocha and espresso and the deeper, darker chocolate cookies that go so well with a cup of coffee. And the white chocolate cookies are sort of a rage today. They came around in the 1980s, and actually that dates back. White chocolate came on the scene, and macadamia nuts came on the scene in the 50s and 60s. And macadamias are a product almost totally exclusively of Hawaii. They make about 98% of the world's crop and began basically changing part of our baking repertoire in America. It's kind of exciting. That happened in the 40s and 50s. And some agricultural experts at the University of Hawaii suggested that local farmers in Hawaii start growing them. Mm-hmm. They were originally from Australia. Kind of an interesting story.
Nancy, thanks so much for talking with us
this
afternoon.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Happy cookie cooking.
Thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nancy Baggett has been our guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. Her latest book, The All-American Cookie Book. It's published by Houghton Mifflin.